very warm welcome to everybody who's joining us in worship today. And wherever you happen to be, as you're listening to this, whether you're in church or whether you're worshiping from home, you are most welcome. Before we begin our worship online and in person, we're going to have a quick word with all of our folk from the different ends of our parishes. So over to you, first of all, Sheila in Kenley.
Good morning to everyone and welcome. In Joshua's absence, I'm going to just update everyone on what's happening in Kemeny. We're busy at present thinking about the current Christian Aid session, and to that end, there's going to be a table sale on the 21st of May in our church centre from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2, and people can sell their own crafts by hiring a table, and these funds will go to Christian Aid. They're looking for donations of plants and home bakes as well. There'll be a raffle and loaves and fishes will be open, so you'll be able to get some food should you wish. Helpers for the whole day would be very useful for us all. The social committee are also fundraising for Christian Aid. The local band Paradise Express are to entertain us once again on Friday, the 27th of May at 7 o'clock. So bring your own bottle and nibbles for that. Tickets are available, but there's no charge for the tickets. We simply need to know how many people are coming. So if you contact me or Muriel or Ishbel, then through the website, you'll be able to get that. Our main fundraiser is Suzanne Bunton, who again is doing the kilt walk at the end of May. She raised a significant amount of money last year, and this will be added to, in fact, doubled, matched by the Tom Hunter Foundation. The monies raised from the sale and the social committee event will also go into that pot so that they can be added to by Tom Hunter. Let you know also about the Pentecost pop-up choir singing on the 8th of May. Sorry, the 6th of May, Friday the 6th of May at the church. We also have a Sunday school which is thriving and happening in the church centre. So do feel free to come along to our services and join us at these various events.
Thank you, Sheila. We will move to my end of the area group. And a couple of things just today, where we have our Sunday school and we're always welcome to them. We're worshipping in Money Musk during May. And next Sunday, we're doing something we've not done ever. We're having our formal communion services together. So the both churches are meeting together for a formal communion service in Money Musk Church. And so that will be at 10 o'clock. Also this coming week, I'm about to restart my midweek. Last time I called them midweek services, but this week, this time for 8 weeks, I'm doing a study on Paul. So they'll more be Bible study based rather than weekly different reflections. So that starts on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, and it'll be posted on Wednesdays. So that's all that's happening here. And I think we'll go to Tozzi at Kemeny. At Kintore, sorry.
Thank you, you and in Kindo, this Sunday, I've got just one announcement. Soon after the service this Sunday, we are going to have a meeting in the main hall where we are going to talk about the union. We'll discuss a lot in that meeting. I think that's all from Kindo. I will now hand over to Stella.
Hello, and welcome to everyone who's watching. Not a huge amount of news. We had our 15th anniversary last week, a little celebration as that actually hit the right day. And Neil did an admirable job of cutting our celebratory cake with his robes and announcing he had his two hats on as as minister and moderator of Presbytery to come. So that was a joyful occasion, and quite a number of people turned up to eat cake. I'm not sure if it was the cake or meal that was the attraction. And just a reminder that everyone can come along and join in all the activities for Christian Aid with the other churches. I don't think we've anything specific going on ourselves, but we do have the plant sale on the 28th of May, and we'll also have a tradecraft stand. And I know Karen's been going around the other parishes just to check with the other conveners of the tradecraft to see what we can do with a more joined up effort as we go forward going and being joined. We'll have communion today in our church, followed by the stated annual meeting. And that's all our news. Back to Sheila.
Thank you, Stella. A couple of quick intimations from Echt and Midmar. Firstly, to say that the service on the 8th at Echt will be a service of Holy Communion, and that's going to be led, we're delighted to say, while I'm with the folk at Blair Daff and Chapel of Geary. And then on the 15th, we'll be having a soup and sandwich lunch after worship in the village hall in Echt, aid of Christians. Of course, that's well, anybody from any of the parishes is welcome to come along and just come for soup and sandwich lunch after services elsewhere, if that suits. Just want to underline, Sheila, as well, what you were saying about the pop-up choir, and to say that that is coming up in Kemney on the 6th. I was really wanting to encourage as many folk as enjoy hymn singing just to come along and meet some new faces from across the parishes. The first one was a great success, and we're hoping that this next one is going to be equally as enjoyable. You don't need to be a singer. You don't even need to have belonged to a choir before. You just need to enjoy singing. So please come along and mix with some old friends and make new friends and enjoy the evening. But now we go to worship together as we enjoy our time with one another and our time with God. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome, excuse me, welcome to everyone here online or watching later on their systems. Today is a different sort of service. We don't have a minister to give us a sermon, but the service is being put together by Jim, and we're very grateful to him. And so we will be having a service of praise with some reflections from or about a very special person later on in the service. We will not have Joshua with us in May, and probably partly in June also. But we are having speakers during those months, and they include Phil Buchan and David Bale and an old friend, Lorna Murray, from Inverurie. With that in mind, we will not be having communion in May, but we do hope to have communion service at the beginning of June here in the church. You may have heard of the combined service of all the churches for the 29th of May. At the moment, we believe that the only church that will be open in the Group 3 churches, which you will have heard of in the new presbytery plan, the only church that's open for that service will be in Echt, where we hope people will gather. At the moment, we don't think this will be streamed to the churches, although it will be available on YouTube. So, at the moment, this church will not be open on the 29th of May. You will have heard on the intimations about the Christian Aid fundraising that is going on, and that includes, of course, the Kilt Walk, where brave Suzanne will come and tell us a little more about that.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, last year I kind of held my hand up and said that instead of the jog walk, I would do the virtual Kilt Walk last year, which I actually did over 2 days, and it was local. And it was fine. It was 25 miles over 2 days, and it was local. And we did raise quite a considerable amount of money for it, which was good. So I thought, yes, I can do that again. But this time I'm going even further because I'm actually doing the actual kilt walk, which is 25 miles over one day. So, and I've only got 4 weeks to train for it, so that's going to be a bit of a challenge for me. So what do I need from you? I need you to sponsor me. And we do have a link on the website and also on the church Facebook page and the Loaves and Fishes Facebook page. But if you're not into technology or you can't find it or anything, please feel free to give me some money and I will donate on your behalf. The more money that goes through this page, the better, because as Sheila said, it's matched by the Tom Hunter Foundation. So it's a no-win situation. So please feel free to sponsor me. Thank you.
And where to go to find this information? If you use your computers to go on to christianaid.kemneyparish.church, you'll find details, as well as kiltwalk.kemneyparish.church. And that should take you to the right place. We have... I just wanted to let everybody know that the business of the parish, the needs of the parish, are being met by Ewan Glenn in Money Musk. And Stuart can be contacted, who will then put you in touch with Ewan Glenn. Any other issues or problems, please just drop me a line or give me a call and I can point you all in the correct direction. So let us worship God together. I'm reading from Psalm 100. A psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let us think of Joshua and wish him well as we enter our morning of praise and worship.
Well, we're just going to sing our first song now, which you probably have before. So please join. There's no children's address as such today. However, we do have two songs for the children. There's one that we're going to be singing regularly throughout the next few weeks, and then there's another one that's on a related theme. So, the first song for the children today is... Sorry, I've got to look at this. God's love is like the best love. God's love is the best love, sorry. folks, in case you're wondering, okay? Now, I'm not going to go through the actions because they are pretty straightforward. If you watch Helen and Suzanne, just keep an eye on them. They've got the hang of it, so please try and join in. And it's really important that the young people do the actions here, okay? So, I'll be watching you. That tune. Does anybody recognise that tune? Put your hand up. Eh? Oh, one or two of the young ones as well. What's the tune for? Do you remember what the tune's for? It's a TV programme. Anybody? Any of the adults? It's the Flintstones, yes. So we'll just sing it one more time for the sake of Fred Flintstone, okay? Maybe you don't know this one so well, but watch these adults because they know the actions, okay? Biggest circle, you see, you're making a big circle like that, okay? So watch that as we go along. Ready?
God's love is like a circle big and round. And if you see a circle, no ending can be found.
Children to head off to Sunday school, so we'll just play them out. Action there, wasn't there? Are you feeling out of breath? Right, I think we need to sort of calm things down now that the kids have gone. So we'll just sing Be Still for the presence of the Lord.
Forever and ever.
going to lead us in a short prayer.
Let's join before God in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to join together this morning and bring forward our praise to you. We thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us, individually and collectively. We thank you for the chance to use these gifts you have provided us with, and for the platforms which help us to do this. Please help us to use our talents to help others, and to bring glory to you only. Please help us to use our time effectively, to seek to be productive in what we do and in the right places. We thank you that we do have talents and areas where we can help others, Lord, through what we do. Please help us to remember to be still in the presence of the Lord and to take moments to appreciate the beauty around us and what you have done in our lives. Loving God, we do know that we failed you, and we fail you often. We let you down with the things that we do and that we say and which we think, which we concede is not good enough. Lord, we often fall into traps of falling trends that we see or are too influenced by what is around us, such as on televisions and in the press. Lord, please help us to be robust in our commitment to the Christian values and our love for you despite challenges. We thank you that we have something that many others do not realize that they have, a Lord who forgives and loves us despite our issues. We thank you, Lord, and take this time to ask humbly for your forgiveness and to take the right steps towards being better people. As we pray these words to you now, we join together in the Lord's Prayer and the words that you taught your disciples to say. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thanks, Peter. You know, it's really nice to hear the bass guitar behind us today. It's always good when we get together again, because we've had such a long time of separation. Excuse me. You know, for that reason, we really want to, you know, lift Jesus up and really praise him now that we have the opportunity to do it collectively. We've got two songs for you now. These are Sankey's songs. How many people know about Sankey's? Yes, there's a few there. So these are quite old songs that the band is playing, but there's nonetheless songs which we think are appropriate. Particularly the first one, When Upon Life's Billows Your Tempest Tossed. I mean, we've had a lot of billows over the last couple of years, I think you would agree, because of lockdown and so on. We've had this affliction of separation, having to stay at home and not mix and not come together in the way that we are today. And that's kind of a theme for what we're doing today. We're going to be, you know, sort of looking at what we can do now that that's sort of behind us. It's not completely behind us yet, but we're getting there. So, When Upon Life's Billows Your Tempest Tossed.
Yeah.
isn't it? Would you agree? Oh, don't sit down yet. We've got another song for you. Sorry. You can sit or stand, to be honest. It's okay. Whatever you feel appropriate.
What a wonderful change in my life has begun since Jesus came into my heart. I have cried in my soul, for which Lord I have sown since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Just uplifting hymns. I want to remind the elders that there will be a session meeting this Thursday. It's going to be held here in the church. It will be a hybrid meeting, so those who still feel unable to attend in person can attend online. So this Thursday, 7:30, our session meeting. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 12. And this is pertinent to us all at this time as the churches merge and we all take on different and varied roles. Living Services from Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is an encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. love. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We're now going to watch a short video about a very special person.
Yeah, I just want to introduce this. This is Billy Graham. Has anybody not heard of Billy Graham? Everybody knew about Billy Graham. He was quite an influential evangelist, when I was a young person. And I remember him being spoken about a great deal. And I can remember many people testifying to the fact that they'd gone to a Billy Graham crusade and had been saved. They used that terminology, that they had been saved. In other words, they had accepted Jesus into their life, into their heart, and they were following his teachings. So I thought it would be helpful today to hear him giving a few reflections just at the tail end of his life. He was on his 99th year, I think. But if you watch this, it's his 100th year, so that's he was 99th birthday. So watch this and listen to it carefully, and he'll mention three things, and I particularly want you to pay attention to those three things.
November 7th is my father's 99th birthday. He's entered his 100th year. What an amazing journey.
Billy Graham has always been a man of milestones, and he's really reached a new one this 99th birthday.
Most people say he's America's pastor, but that so understates it.
If you interview people, and who do you most admire in the world of everybody, whoever, you know, Billy's always at the top.
How he persevered over a long period of time, I think that's impacted me the most.
He was intentional about his life. He was intentional about his calling. He never veered off from being an evangelist.
A model of spiritual proclamation and of spiritual integrity.
He was used to being with presidents, but he would be just as kind to somebody that was serving him lunch.
There was a kindness about him and a gentleness about him and a welcoming spirit about him, which is reflective of the gospel.
He answered the questions, but it always came back to Christ is your Savior, Christ loves you, Christ is with me.
Humility, integrity, and generosity. Billy Graham showed all three.
I think Dr. Graham's birthday should be a time for us to reflect.
For many years, I've had the privilege of being Mr. Graham's close friend and personal pastor. And so one can imagine the wonderful conversations that we've had together over these years.
That's wonderful.
It's been such a joy to be blessed by him and to learn from him and to hear the things that God has placed in his heart.
Jesus Christ.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening, but I think that becomes possible only as individuals surrender their lives afresh and anew to Christ and live the Christian life wherever you are. First, we do everything we can to follow in the steps of Jesus. We're to live a life in which we love one another, we help one another, we live according to what Jesus lived. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us live that new lifestyle, which is one of love, gentleness, and patience, and all of these things that are the fruit of the Spirit.
We must remember that we communicate the gospel by our lives as well as our lips. We live before a watching world, a world that is waiting to see if what we say is lived out in our lives. We must be living in the power of the Spirit. We must be men and women who are pure vessels for God's message.
Secondly, you read His Word every day, the Bible. I know it's very difficult, but you need to start somewhere. And I'd suggest you start with the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. And in the Old Testament, start with the very first verse, "In the beginning, God," and study those passages.
Make the Bible your source and your authority. Quote it frequently. Let its message be your message. Study it, meditate upon it, memorize it, trust its promises. The Word of God itself has power.
And the third thing, go to your knees and pray until you and God have become intimate friends. I cannot describe to you the joy and the peace that He gives to you as a result of that daily routine that you have in prayer.
Is there a lack of power in your life? Perhaps you have neglected the preparation of your life. We've neglected prayer. We've neglected God's Word and the feeding of our own souls. Whatever it is, confess it, forsake it, repent of it, and then walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and gain victory over it. And may God today lift our vision, and may the power of the gospel break upon our world with fresh force as we are obedient to Christ's call to repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Hallelujah.
Not very much that you can add to that, is there? However, in true tradition, I'm going to give you I'll call it a reflection. It's not a sermon, because I'm not really qualified to preach a sermon. But my reflection on Billy Graham's words there are, well, first of all, I'm mindful that as I say these words, that I'm not talking to you people here present. I'm actually talking to everybody. I'm even talking to the people at Littlewood Court who are listening today and the people who are listening online from their homes today. So we've got a very, very wide audience that we're maybe not really aware of when we come together in church here. But there were three things that Billy Graham talked about. He talked about, first of all, a spiritual awakening. Now, he said this just a few years ago. His evangelistic crusades were very much about a spiritual awakening, and they certainly led to a revival. They resulted in many people starting to attend churches up in the northeast of Scotland, for example, which had seen other revivals as well. But nonetheless, his crusades were very influential in that sense. It's an individual thing, and it's personal. It's for you and for me. The message, his message was for you and for me individually. He wasn't really talking to the population as a whole. He was talking to individual people and about their relationship with God. And he was encouraging people in that video, I think, to surrender their lives afresh. I think that's the words I kind of took out of what he was saying then. And to sort of recommit to Christ. I mean, this is a great time to sort of recommit yourself to Christ. He asks us to do three things. Now, I could do this in teacher mode and ask you, what do you think was the first thing that Billy Graham alluded to there? What was the first point that he mentioned in his 3 points? And would you like to offer? Just put your hand up if you want to say. It's okay. I'm not going to pressurize you. It's a good thing about a teacher that you don't ever put anybody on the spot and embarrass them. However, he asked us to follow in the steps of Jesus and to love one another, help one another, to practice the ministry that he practiced when he gave us his example when he was on earth, and to exude the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a whole sermon in that, I would imagine, that single point. But that's what he encouraged us to do. He also encourages, the second thing was to read your Bible. The Bible is the fundamental truth that we have in order to know how we should live. So to do his first thing, which was to reawaken your life in a Christian sense and live like a Christian, you have to read your Bible to find guidance. And of course, listen to ministers preaching sermons and stuff like that as well. Those are all important. But he says to read your Bible every day, and he also mentions to read both the New and the Old Testament. I think that's quite important, because some people would have you believe that the Old Testament is for a past time. It's not relevant anymore, but I believe it still is. And he also asks us to pray daily. Don't know if you can remember the Jim Carrey film, where he became God for a few days. And he was listening to people's prayers, and he had all these sticky notes, and they ended up covering his entire room, the roof, the walls, the floor, the desk, and he couldn't keep track of all the prayers. But that's important, because God, that's our method of communication with God. But it's also the method that we have for listening to what God is telling us. So we have to reflect on the teachings of the Bible, and we have to put them into practice, but we have to put them into practice with God's strength helping us along. It talks about the Holy Spirit being left. Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit was going to remain to be our friend and our encourager. And there are fruits of the Holy Spirit. So if we have the Holy Spirit living in our life, then those fruits should be often. Now, I'm not going to list those here, but things like patience, understanding, and so on. There are lots of them. But those are all good things, and they should be evident in our life. I genuinely believe that God has a plan. I've probably said this from up here before. I genuinely believe he's a plan, but he's got a plan for me as much as he has a plan for each of you. And when I say each of you, I mean everybody that's watching this, whether you're on catch-up or you're watching remotely at the moment. But we need to make a commitment to our Christian life in order to find our role in what God wants us, what plan he has for us in the local church. That's what the awakening Billy Graham referred to amounts to, I think, is our involvement in the local church and what we do in the local church, as well as what we do daily throughout the rest of the week. So I feel that we've got to be seeking God's plan for us in order to know what he wants us to do. We're building up again after coronavirus. There's no doubt that coronavirus has depressed the church. I mean, people worshipped online and so on, and some people prefer to continue to do that because they're still a bit uncertain about safety and so on, and we understand all of those things. But be aware that we do need to build the church up again. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we're very active at the moment trying to re-establish church life, perhaps the way it was, kind of. It's never going to be the same, I don't think. But that Bible reading that Sheila read to us, I was particularly, it's in the passage is entitled Living Sacrifices. But there was the bit in it where it talks about we're all one body, but there are different parts, right? As the analogy is, we've got a body which has got loads of different bits and pieces in it, and they all provide a different function. But without one of them, take one of them away and the whole body doesn't really work very well. That's what we're getting to here. So we all have a role to play in our situation. Now, I'm going to read a list just now. Now, I made a list because I thought, how could I possibly know what all the things are that we need to do to make church work? And this is the list that I wrote down. Rotas for Bible reading, prayer, the welcome team, fellowship time, tea and coffee after services, the AV rota, the guys that sit upstairs, the music rota, the people that play from the front here, the flower rota, loaves and fishes, there's a rota there, cleaning the church, there's a rota for that, leading services, there's a rota for that at the moment, leading Bible study, coordinating prayer, prayer requests, that sort of thing. Maintaining our online presence, maintaining the website, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things. Children's ministry, Little Lambs, Sunday school, youth work, maybe not as prevalent in this church at the moment, but it's something that we need to be thinking about, I believe. Looking after the fabric of the buildings, making sure that the roof doesn't leak, and so on. There are people doing this all the time, involved. I don't know if you're aware, but Loaves and Fishes was painted a couple of weeks ago. So there was a group of people in Loaves and Fishes voluntarily painting the walls and making a pretty nice job of it, I think. And that happens silently. Somebody winds up the clock at the church centre. Did you know that? Somebody actually goes in and cranks a handle to wind up the clock to keep it going. And if that wasn't done, the clock would stop. Time would stop. You can serve as an elder. You can be on the care group. You can do hospital visiting or transporting people to hospitals. There's a bereavement group. Littlewood Court for these services, or we wrote it for people to go down there. And good news, by the way, is that their lounge is now open to visitors again. So we'll be able to reinstate that rota. So there's an opportunity there, folks. Bible study leaders. Very important. Now, this is not a complete list. It's a long list, but it's by no means, and I probably missed something really important. I apologize if I've done that. But the key thing is that those are all areas of service, and I believe, I strongly believe, that each of us has a role to play. I believe we're all included in this, and it might be something that nobody will ever know about that you will do. It talks about people who encourage in that scripture passage there. If you're the kind of person that just goes up at the end of the service and says to somebody, "Well done, I really enjoyed that today. I encourage you to carry on doing this." We have had people in this church that do just that. But it's not something that's on a rota. They just do it. So every area of service is fundamental. Remember the church, the song that says, "The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple." It's the people that make the church. I mean, this building, yes, it's important, it's historical, and we need to look after it. But the important thing that we need to look after is the people that sit in the seats and the people that watch it online, the community that we have, which is now a diverse and widespread commuting. So what I'm saying to you, I think, is that all these things need to be the focus for us getting energized again. And I encourage you to think about that. I encourage you to pray for that. And I encourage you to read your Bible to see what God says to you through it in order to move forward. Now is the time for awakening. There's no point in saying, "Let's plan for this and do it when the churches merge." No, we need to do it now. Whether the churches are merged or separate really doesn't matter here, because the church is the people. We may think this church is this group of people who watch our services, but actually the church of God, the body of Christ, is a far bigger thing than that. And it includes all Christians. So this is a message to all Christians, I feel. So we need to consider, in summary, what's God's plan? What's my role in God's plan? What's your role in God's plan? And what can we do in order to realize God's plan? Now, that's a huge challenge, I think. But with that, I think there's something that we need to have as our focus, and Richard's going to introduce to us the next song. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got two songs. First one is "Jesus Be the Centre," And I think it's very important to keep Jesus at the center of our lives and in our hearts, and let him be the fire in our hearts. And the second song is There is a Higher Throne, which speaks about just giving God all the glory and all the praise. And I think it's something we need to do, not just on a Sunday, but every day, all the time. So let's start with Jesus be the center.
Sorry, we're going to go over time a little bit here, folks, but I hope you can bear with us.
Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my guide, Jesus.
standing as we just say our final prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you did for us by sending your Son to die on a cross in order to provide a payment for all the wrongs that are done in the world. We thank you for the personal experience we have of recognizing that you, that through Jesus we can accept him into our hearts and that he can help guide us and lead us. We thank you for the Bible that you provide with all the truth that is in the Bible and the things that we can adhere to. And we thank you for the opportunity you give us to pray in order that we can not only tell you the things that trouble us and the things that please us, but that we can hear you in those moments of quiet reflection. We just thank you for the plan that you have for us individually and the opportunity you have for us to fulfill that plan in our local church and in our community around about us. We just ask that you will, as we separate now and we go our separate ways, virtually or from this place, that you will just continue to be with us. Just let everybody feel a sense of the presence of your Holy Spirit in their lives. Just let it be something that's not just a one-way communication, but a two-way one where they can hear and sense the things that that you want them to do in order to fulfill your plan at this time. We just ask all of these things now in Jesus' name. And we just commit everybody here to your care and everybody who's online listening virtually to your care in the week ahead. We ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we've got one more song. This is a sort of going out song, which you can go out if you want. I'm not going to do the minister thing of standing at the door and shaking hands, but maybe Sheila will do that. But I think this is quite a joyous song, quite an appropriate one to end on.